Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. You're gonna love today's show because it's everyone's favorite day, Sex Toy Review Day. So stay tuned, we're gonna be talking about the latest and greatest toys that are gonna rock your world. Thanks everyone for listening. But first, let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? You know what I mean. I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. I can't stand when people gouge you on shipping. And they don't do that, Adam and Eve, at all. 10 free gifts. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? Not hard at all. Go to AdamandEve.com. Select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie. Literally anything that you desire, you will find on AdamandEve.com. You just go there, check it out. You and your partner, by yourself, you will find something that will take your sex life to the next level. So check it out, AdamandEve.com. Get 10 free gifts. Use code Emily at checkout. It's that easy. Have fun. Happy shopping.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
The girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
You know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can check out our podcasts, our videos, sign up for our goddamn mailing list if you haven't done that yet, because that's a good time getting the emails, I promise. And review us. Check out our show however you listen. You can go to iTunes and review us. Tell us what you like about the show. And email me what you like about the show, feedback@sexwithemily.com. But give us stars. Give us 5 stars. If you don't like the show, then just stop listening and don't review us. But I'm assuming you love the show. So thanks, everyone, for being here today. Oh, we have special guests here today. It is Madison,
Hi.
My assistant producer. Hi, Madison.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Lori.
Hello.
Lori's my latest and greatest intern. And we've got some exciting stuff going on today because, well, we used to call it Intern Sex Toy Review Day, which started a long time ago on the show, but now we've got all of us on, so we're all actually, but this is our first time. It's like three girls, what is it, three girls, one vibe?
Oh, yeah, it's, yeah,
three girls,
three ladies, or three vaginas, one vibrator.
Right, exactly. Like that. Yeah. Because we actually all tried pretty much, we're going to go through a few of our favorite things today, our favorite new toys. They're all a little bit different, but we each had different experiences with them, so I'm pretty excited about that. And we're going to, like, break it down for you, and therefore, you know, stuff you do with couples, men, women, so that's pretty exciting. And thanks, you guys, for being here with me. But first, we're going to get into some sex in the news. I love this one here. Okay, so an Illinois woman beats her beau after he refuses to have sex in El Burrito Loco bathroom.
Okay? Been there.
It's in Chicago. An Illinois woman remains locked up on $75,000 bail following her arrest for drug possession and battering her boyfriend when he refused to have sex in the men's bathroom at an El Burrito Loco restaurant in suburban Chicago. So she's been held, Stephanie's being held, she's 26, in the Cook County Jail. And according to the police report, Miller's boyfriend, Matthew, told cops that he and Miller left Sullivan's Irish Pub after Stephanie began throwing sandwiches in the bar. The couple then walked across the street to El Burrito Loco for dinner, because I guess she didn't want the sandwiches. As detailed by the police department, Slattery 26 said that he was in the Mexican eatery's bathroom when Miller entered and began taking off her clothes. While stripping, she asked Matthew to have sex with her, cops noted. When he declined, her boyfriend declined, to engage in 8 p.m. bathroom sex at a burrito joint, she allegedly became upset, struck Matthew's head off the wall while he was utilizing the restroom. When officers subsequently arrived at the restaurant, Miller, who appeared heavily intoxicated, shock, was sitting on the bathroom floor when she opened a large black purse. There was prescription painkillers, name of another woman. Okay, this woman was all messed up, and she's in jail, scheduled for a circuit court hearing. This is pretty interesting story, right? I mean, what really, like, okay. I mean, I guess it's a case of being drunk, but I mean, most guys you think are going to give it up in a bathroom. I thought, like, maybe he was like, I wish we were Burger King instead. I don't know. Why didn't he, like,
want it? At least she asked, you know? Yeah. She asked. She didn't demand for it, so.
No, she stripped, though.
I was going to say, but then she also banged his head against the wall.
She banged his head against the wall when he says no, he's peeing. I'm like, wait, she's a head off the wall? I don't know. I just think when she was throwing sandwiches, that should have been the sign to go home.
Yeah. I just want to know how he said no. Because, you know, it's always about, like, how the person rejects you or, like, how they respond. So
right.
I'd like to know, like, Matthew, how did you turn her down? Were you gentle about it or were you kind of a dick? Like,
right. Exactly.
Maybe you kind of deserved to be hit.
And I'm sure that,
Sorry.
Right. Because women feel, well, we don't do that.
We don't condone violence.
Right. We don't say that. That's a good thing. But really, she was probably just wasted. I mean, they're both wasted. She's throwing sandwiches. And if your girlfriend starts throwing sandwiches or you get kicked out of one place, that's usually the time to call Uber or hop in a cab and just go home. Right? Yeah. Before
go
you
don't
the
go
burritos.
To the burrito place next.
Right, exactly. Probably not a great idea. Okay, next section of news. I love this one because it's close to my heart. Nearly half of Tinder users aren't even single. This just in, not all Tinder users are being honest. What? According to a recent international survey of more than 47,000 internet users from Global Web Index, approximately 42% of Tinder users aren't even single. 12% admit they're in a relationship, and 30% are married. It gets fascinating once the research is broken down by gender. Well, a third of male users identify as in a relationship, and 23% as married. That's nothing compared to the ladies. More than half of whom appear to already be dating and 40% married. 40% of the women on Tinder are married. That's actually going to be pretty good odds for me. And Laura, you're on Tinder as well, right?
I was for a short time.
Okay.
But I'm on several apps that are similar to
Tinder.
Okay,
me too. We're going to talk about that in a minute. So the gist of it, 4 out of 10 Tinder users aren't single. And women are almost twice as likely to be using the app while in a relationship. Before we start referring to Tinder as the app for cheaters, consider the framing Jason Manner, the research group head of trends, used when he described the gender results. It suggests that women are keener than men to go window shopping, he said. That's it. Window shopping, not cheating, just perusing. As though people in relationships or with rings on their fingers are fully allowed to go on Tinder when they're bored, treating it not as a hookup app, but as an innocent place for social discovery. So, you know, I wonder, you guys, you know, is it just more of a game? Do you think people are like, you know, these women are like, I'm a little bored. I want to see what all my friends are doing. Because I know I've been on and off Tinder for a while. I mean, I started, like, you know, remember I had my first Tinder date was actually on the Sex with Emily show, which you can find. It was maybe a year ago now? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It was a little over a year ago. It was before
it was pretty fun. It was actually a really good date on the air. But, you know, anyway, the point is, that was my first Tinder date, and now I've been back on it now, and I think it's interesting that, and I was going to say is that all my married friends or my friends in relationships are obsessed. They're like, you're on Tinder? Let me see, because they're all so curious about it, and they just, like, take over, and they start liking people and not liking people, and they just can't believe this exists because they're married or whatever, but that's one thing, but to be actually in a relationship and to put your picture up, I mean, because first of all, the thing about Tinder is you have so many, you could see where your mutual friends are. I mean, how do you even...
Yeah, it's not very anonymous on Tinder.
No, not at all.
It's heartbreaking to me. I'm extremely honest with my online dating apps. I'm like, I'm looking for a relationship. I just got out of one. And, like, this study makes me really sad.
I know, like, right? I mean, I wonder if it's just Tinder. Like, there's other sites now, like Hinge is another one that's similar. And so... I don't know, because how Tinder works is it connects to your Facebook profile. So unless you're setting up that's a lot of work. You just set up a fake Facebook profile.
Yeah, it'd be like a catfish.
Right, exactly. I mean, so I recently have started going back on, and just want to tell you guys, on dating sites. And just for good times. And I don't know, it's weird because Hinge? I mean, is that bad? Whatever, it doesn't matter. That's kind of like Tinder. But it's different because you haven't used that one
yet. I've not used that one.
Okay, so it's more like you have to have friends in common. But the weird thing about that is, so I was just on, I haven't gone out with anyone yet. And it's kind of a full-time job when you start getting, like, likes. And, like, it's a different, you got to get in. And I can barely text friends back. Then I got to, like, remember that someone we liked, that we matched. But then they can see your full-on name. It has your first, it can have your first and last name or your picture.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Like, so one guy was like, we matched. And then he's like, I'm a fan of your show. I'm like, uh-oh. But he actually seemed really nice and normal and cute. So I'm like, well, I've never gone out with, like, a fan of the show or anyone who even knew the show. And I don't even So I was like, is he, whatever. So I messaged him back. I'm like, really? He's like, I bet that happens all the time. I'm like, not yet, but I don't know if that's, he listens to the show. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Right?
Because then you don't remember a lot of what you say on the show sometimes. So then, like, you don't really know what he knows about you and what he doesn't.
No, I mean, I know the gist of what I say. And I guess I know the gist of, I mean, maybe not the specifics, but I guess people, no, you're right. I mean, I've said on the show that I don't actually remember what happens when it's done. But overall, if he's been a fan, I know that he knows that I'm a single woman, live in LA, you know, so that could be interesting. But have you had good luck dating on...
I've had good luck, like, finding relationships, but I would say the type of person that I find them with is not stellar.
Online only.
Yeah.
So you think it's better in person?
I think it's so much easier online. I like going into a place, having a pool of people and just, like, picking one out. I think that's so easy. I don't like to go on dates, really. I like to hang out in houses and, like, play video games and stuff.
Right, totally. No, this guy said to me, exactly. He was like, that's what I like to do, too. I just want to, like, hang out, watch movies. I mean, not that I don't want to go out to, like, dinner sometimes, but, yeah. I mean, you know, you never know who you're going to meet. But it is easier because I'm not out as much meeting people. So I just think if you're someone who doesn't get out a lot, like, you should check out one of these sites. And like Lori said, people think that Tinder is just a hookup app. And now apparently it's a cheater app. But if you are looking for a relationship, you should say it. And there are a lot of guys
There's gems out there. You can almost tell immediately, too, from their profile. Totally. If it's riffraff or if they're like seriously looking.
Let me tell you this one. Can I just read you this one that was a screen grab because I actually sent it to my friend. She's like, will you send me screen grabs of all the guys? Because there's some friggin' funny pictures.
Oh, yeah.
This is one that happened, I saw last night. This is what his said. Want to come over to my place to watch porn on my flat screen mirror?
That's actually interesting.
So he means like you two, right? Like,
yeah, that was like
by porn, he means like us having sex,
yeah,
right?
But it was like, oh, apparently you want to, I don't know. But I just thought it was like, no, delete. Like, I don't want to. I don't know. People are, I mean, there's crazier things than that. But then some people you can tell, like, I'm not looking for serious, or they say they are. Yeah. And if you say so the point is, if you're afraid of Tinder, you're afraid of these apps, if you say what you're looking for, then, you know, then you're putting it out there, as you should. Okay. Also, everyone, I'm going to talk to you about your penis for a minute. If I haven't already talked to you about your penis today, which I don't think we did a lot of penis talk. We talked a little bit about balls today, but let's talk about penises in the bedroom. Penises are all different, you know. Some are sure, some are circumcised, some are uncircumcised. But did you also know that some of them don't last quite as long as you want to? Some guys go a little bit quicker. And so nothing wrong with that, I guess, if you please her first and do all that other stuff. But sometimes you just want to last longer. So you should try Promescent because it's the only approved treatment for premature ejaculation or if you just want to last longer in bed. And it closes that arousal gap because you guys know, like, sometimes it just takes women longer to orgasm.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, it does. Like,
about
men, like...
20 minutes,
20 minutes, 20 to 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. Guys take, like, between, like, 6 and 8. So this will just close that arousal gap, and it's a good time. You apply it to your penis. She doesn't even have to know you're using it. And you wait, like, 10 minutes, and then you will last twice as long, and she'll feel great. You'll feel great. Everyone has a good time.
Yeah.
Till the party's over. Okay, so check it out at promescent.com, P-R-O-M-E-S-C-E-N-T. But now let's get into the reason why we are here today, which is important, okay? We're talking about sex toys. It still is masturbation month, and we take it very, very seriously at Sex with Emily. You know, Christmas, whatevs, Valentine's Day, yeah, it's a big deal, but masturbation month, very busy in the office, very busy. We've got vibrators come in, we've got to test them, we got to see what we like. We're like masturbation elves running around the office. And May is coming to a close, and so we wanted to share with you like how busy we've been and what we've learned this year during masturbation month. Because remember, it's not just people like, oh yeah, you made that up. No, it's really about, you know, expanding your sexuality, expanding what your pleasure points, what makes you feel good, and learning your own body a little more and spending some time with, you know, somebody you love. Masturbation is sex with somebody you love. Absolutely. So we had a lot of self-love this month, right, girls?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so why don't we start with the Crave Duet Flex. So the Crave, Crave makes that the necklace, my Vesper necklace that we all have, that we talked about for a long time. But they also make the Duet, which has been around, but now they have the new programmable Crave Duet Flex. So Madison, can you talk about that for a moment?
Yes. Okay, so Crave, we all know they're innovative. They always want to do new things and are constantly changing the sex toy game. And with this new vibrator, they were like, okay, so we have crowdsourcing, which has worked really well for them in the past. they decided they wanted to take a sex toy and actually give people the power to choose their own vibrations. Because everyone knows, you've ever been using a sex toy and you're like, God, I just wish this thing would vibrate a little bit harder or would go a little bit faster. I wish these waves were a little bit more intense. Well, Crave people were like, oh, wait, maybe we could do that for them. So for a limited time, they have this crowdsourcing campaign. And when you buy one of their Flex programmable vibrators, you can actually program your own vibrations. So you can customize it yourself. You buy it online, bring it home, plug it into your computer. It's actually really easy to use.
We all did it together. Yeah, we did it like in the office. We talked about it. We sat there. Like it is easy. You can kind of.
Yeah, it's like got like an awesome like user interface. So you can just like sit there and it's got four different settings and you sit there and you program each setting, like how strong you want it, the pattern that you want it. So you can learn your own body and learn what turns you on the most, which is kind of what Masturbation Month is all about.
Exactly.
If we get right down to it. The toy itself is rechargeable, conveniently plugs into any USB. It's waterproof, super quiet, but powerful. I think that's something we all noted, was that it was super powerful, and it's made of high-quality, body-safe silicone. What else would you expect from Crave?
Right, exactly. It's amazing. So where do they go? They go to...
They go to crave.tilt.com/flex.
Okay, and they can still do that.
And you can find it on our website also. We have a blog about it, so you can click on the blog. It's called Build Your Own Orgasm. And click on the blog, and it tells you all about it, how to get your own. And you have until June 6th to jump on the Flex train, so you probably should do that.
We had a lot of fun with it. We had a good time in the office because we realized that we all like different things, and you can program once, and then you could like program it again and try different things too, which is fun. So let's get into it, you guys. Lori, would you want to start with your experience?
Yeah, well, I used it with a new guy. So, but we had only really been hanging out for a couple days. So it was kind of like, hey, I have some homework if you want to help me with it. And he's like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't go to school. But I was like, well, I need to use this sex toy. So it broke the ice right away, got us into the sex thing. And
I love that.
Oh, it was perfect. I didn't have to do any work. Like, I didn't have to flirt or any of that stuff.
Job.
I don't like to do.
Right.
I'm like, this is my job, which is very interesting to him, of course. And so we started with just like him, like with manual stimulation on me, which I've always been not into. Like fingers, it's not really my thing.
Okay.
So I got as far as I could get with fingers, and then I used the Crave, the Flex thing right after. And it like was a seamless transition.
So he was using his fingers on you, and then you're like,
he was using his fingers on me, and then I was like,
hold on a minute, I've got this thing to try.
Exactly.
And then did he use it on you, or you used it on you?
I used it on me.
And he watched.
And he was just kind of on top of me, kissing me and stuff, and I used it. And he said that he's not into vibrators or anything, so he didn't like feel it.
Right.
He didn't like lean into it or anything, but...
doesn't know that he's not into it.
He's not into him yet.
Every guy who's not into it has never felt vibration on their balls. I'm just saying. Or on their shaft. Right. Like, it can feel good. But anyway, so that's great. So how was your – so you, like, obviously it worked.
It worked. Yeah. Usually I feel like after getting manually stimulated with fingers, I feel like I fall off and then I just never reach orgasm. Like, it doesn't happen. But it happened, and I feel like my orgasm with this sex toy happened to last a little bit longer.
Oh, interesting.
Than usual.
What do you think that is?
I think it was the prongs.
The prongs.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. We explained that it has two prongs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just Madison. I mean, we can just go. Let's all talk about our experience. So, Madison, what about you? So, because it has these little prongs that you can maneuver, which are great.
Yeah, it's like a flexible tuning fork. Actually, if you've ever seen a tuning fork, that's kind of what it looks like, but obviously way more like sexy and less metal and hard. And so, yeah, it kind of like hugs your clitoris, which is cool. Like they're like movable, and it's dual motor, which is really awesome. If you've ever been using a sex toy and felt like your hand was like absorbing a lot of the vibrations, huge bummer. I hate that. Well, this is dual motor, so you make sure that all of the vibration power is going straight to your clitoris or wherever you're putting it, as opposed to going in your hand. So you're holding it in your hand by like the actual stem part, and then you've got full vibrations, like going straight to your junk. It's awesome.
Right.
I really liked it because, more for the program factor, I used it with my boyfriend, who's a huge techie, and he really got off on the idea that he could like, he's like, wait, what? Like I could make the vibrations myself. Like I could do that. And I was like, yeah, you can. He was like, oh my God, like we're going to do it. We're going to try it out. So excited. Cause he really wants to be a part of it. You know, he's
right.
got a little bit of the sex toy envy, I think. He thinks that girls get most of the fun stuff. Yeah. And so he enjoyed,
he's
like, playing
around.
He's got
a lot of fleshlights. But he has got fleshlights. We should get him some other stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
I think we should move into a prostate toy for him next, but we don't
maybe.
Need to.
Maybe. Yeah, that was a joke. When the last time he, like, helped us out with, like, a marketing thing, he was like, all right, anal beads. And I was like, I'll get them for you. Yeah. And then he recanted, so.
I'm just gonna shove them in your bag and take them home.
Yeah. Bring him home the black pearl.
So you guys plugged it in and then you played with it? Because you can, like, yeah. move the dial, like, whatever. Like the,
it's good for yeah. visual learners because you yeah. can see visually the patterns
it's
of
really
what's
cool.
going to
happen. It's really cool. It looks like a wave, like, what, like, the
they,
you know, what's
yeah,
it
they have like a, well, they have like the straight across setting, which I know is Emily's favorite. It's just like, you know, just goes straight. Like it delivers everything that you want. Yeah, exactly. And then they have like an interval one that's kind of like a pulse. It's like buzz, 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 buzz. And then you can control how fast that buzzing happens. So if you like kind of like longer ones, if you like short pulsations, you can do that. Then there's the wave one, which I really like. And that's the one that helps me have the extended orgasms because it builds a lot of arousal and then it like takes it away. It almost like teases your vagina for you. So if you're ever using a sex toy and you like feel like you need to move it around to kind of get that like rhythm of like stimulation then not stimulation, this one you just put it on and the waves do it for you.
Because you like, because yeah. let's explain that. So it goes like the wave is kind of like it'll go like up and
yes,
down,
just
so,
like that.
Right? Is that good imitation of a vibrator? I don't do imitation.
I like that.
I only imitate vibrators, which is my personal skill. So yeah, and it's interesting, and I have been playing with them more because I just am like kind of like I just want it on and in. But it is kind of cool to play with the waves because it's like teasing yourself, like you said. Yeah. It goes up and down and it builds, and so much of great sex is about the building and the anticipation. And like if you want to train your body to have multiple orgasms or prolonged orgasms, you know, it's good just not to rush right to the but usually yeah. I'm in a rush, so now like I'm trying to play with different vibrations and stuff. So I liked it because I like that do you notice that the tips, that there's different vibrations from the front and the back tips? Like there's different sensations on the tip and the inner side and then the outer side.
I had no idea.
Yeah, exactly. Because I was using it actually, my nipple orgasm goal. And so you can use it. It clamps like, you know, like around your nipples. And then, so if you turn it on its side, it has different vibrations than the inside, than the front of the tips. So, I mean, I don't know how else to explain that, but that's yeah. what I'm saying. That they're
different,
all
like, different sensations in different places.
Exactly.
That's cool.
And I love the look of it too, that it's just like sleek. Like you could like put it in your pocket. No one would know what it is. It's like a little tiny, and it comes with this little leather case.
Yeah.
It's just so,
yeah.
it's such a cool, like if you just left it out, yeah. you wouldn't even know like what it was. And it is very powerful. You can also use it. What I like is that you can use it like through your clothes. Like I think that's really hot. Like if you're with somebody and or yourself. That I like the way fabric feels against, I think a lot of women do, and it's that powerful. If you choose to go up to that level, feels amazing.
Yeah, the clothing like absorbs a little bit of those direct vibrations, making it like more spread out, I think. And I'm like super sensitive, so I always masturbate over my clothes, which is weird.
We didn't talk about setting four.
Oh.
Setting four is my favorite
yes.
one.
Oh, okay, tell me.
Yeah, well,
because
the first one's the continuous.
Intern Lori.
The second one is the pulsing. The third one is the waves that Madison likes. And then the fourth one is kind of like a free-for-all.
It's like random.
Random. Right. Like you can put pulses, waves, continuous on there, and you can pick like however you want it to be. So when I was programming it, I just made the picture look kind of interesting and crazy because I didn't know how it would translate. I just wanted it to look weird. And then when I tried it, when you're on the fourth setting and you press the plus button, it would just randomly change to different things and I didn't know what was going to happen. So like
oh,
both me
exciting.
And the guy were like, oh, like what's going on now? Like this is a whole different
wow.
thing.
Wow. Okay. And
yeah,
so
that was
awesome. Your favorite part? And then, I mean, was that your
yeah.
favorite?
Setting four is like I stay on setting four with the flex.
Oh
definitely.
My God. I love it. But that was what you said. So other people setting four could be random as well, but they could make their own.
Right. You can customize your random
right.
setting. It's
I
awesome.
Love that. Okay. Well, let's move on.
Yes.
Okay. WeVibe, the Touch by WeVibe. You can get it at adamandeve.com. It's a great clitoral vibe. It's made of high-quality medical-grade silicone, soft to the touch. It's kind of shaped like a tongue, and it's perfectly contoured, hits all the right spots, rechargeable. What I love is it lasts up to 2 hours on full charge, which, you know what else I love about these toys? That you could charge it and go back to a month later, it's still charged. So you don't have to keep recharging it. Also, it lets you know when you're low on charge, 100% waterproof, body safe, 8 different vibration modes. And there's only one button to control them all, which is really cool, so you don't get all confused and stuff. And you can also get it at adamandeve.com. Use coupon code Emily. So check that out. Lori, I would love you to start with your idea, your feelings about the touch.
OMG, the Levi touch. This is my 100% favorite sex toy I've ever used before.
Okay.
Because last night I used it, and I've been masturbating since I was 7, like with shower heads and back massagers, so a lot of really high intensity vibrations and pressure. And I've never had a multiple orgasm. I've never, it's just never happened. I just kind of give up after, or I just stop. I'm like over it. Last night I was using the touch, and first time in my whole life I had five right on top of each other.
You had five or wait.
Well, I'm so happy.
We literally in the office yesterday before we went home, like 7 o'clock. We were talking about multiples, and you said you never had one.
Nope.
And then I was like, oh, I just wrote about this blog for Glamour. Back up.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta take out my shirt. Okay, I mean, not my shirt.
Yeah. It's getting crazy in here. Yeah. Everyone, watch out.
Tell me everything.
I've used it before. Yeah, and I really liked it. I like the shape of it because it kind of hugs around your vulva.
Right.
So it's like you're holding yourself, almost like the toy's not there. And we were talking about the multiple orgasms, and I guess it was in my mind, and I was by myself, and I was like relaxed, and I was like, oh, I could – maybe, hey, I'm not going to expect anything, but maybe it'll happen. And I think what did it for me was I rode the factory settings. Instead of just staying on one thing and just, like, waiting to come, I pressed each button, each interval, and, like, there's, like, a cha-cha setting on it that's, like, buzz, 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 buzz. And that one was the one that, like...
Wow.
Really? Yeah. And I just like, I
this
came.
Is, wait, Madison, we were talking about this in the office. Last time I saw her, I was so happy.
She texted me last night and I was like, oh my God, Lori, you have to tell the world. Yeah. As a gift to share.
I was so happy. I came once, then maybe 15 seconds later, I came again. And then I came two more times on top of that. And then like a minute later, I came again. I like timed it. I was like, how many times is this going to happen?
I've used the magic wand before.
Yes. I've used the magic wand. I've used multiple like clitoral vibrators.
That is, I feel like I should.
I'm so happy.
I want to like send her flowers or something. I feel like we should.
Oh, it's a life changer. I can't wait to masturbate again now.
I know, right? Right. So after this, we're almost done. Yeah. You know. Okay. But what I love about the touch is that it's like you can hold it in your hand. So I always talk about clitoral vibes. Like there's some that are very like the Tanga by WeVibe I like too, but it's very targeted for your clitoris. It's like a pointer. But this. You can hold it like it might be like a computer mouse, so you cup your hand around it, but you could also use it during intercourse because you could really easily fit in between two people. But I like that it, you just can like, yeah, like rest it on your like pubic mound or your vulva, that whole area, which has so many sensations. Like it's not just about the clitoris, it's like the entire area, like it hugs your whole. Mm-hmm. Vulva, vagina.
But then there's also a tip on it that has a little cup, so it's like a little cup on a big cup.
Right.
It's amazing, and then you can
point it if you want right direct at your clitoris, so you can just let it sit there and then you can point it. It's an awesome toy.
And it's purple, dark purple, great color.
Exactly. And it has those also has those deep rumbly sensations, which I like. And it's kind of elegant. I mean, it is elegant.
It is.
All these toys we're talking about are actually pretty elegant today, like elegant toys. But they really are. They're not like scary, weird. You leave them out, people are going to get freaked out. Mm-hmm. And I've had great time with it too. I have to say, and I have used it during sex to intercourse with someone. It was just like he slips right in, but I also like the vibrations. Okay, let's go to the magic wand.
Yes.
All right, magic wand unplugged. So for years, you've been hearing me talk about the magic wand, which is like the Cadillac of all vibrators. If you've been listening to the show, I don't know, plugs into the wall. That's the whole thing. But the most exciting news about Masturbation Month, well, the second most exciting news besides Lori's five orgasms last night, is the Magic Wand Unplugged, which means that there is no plug in this wand. They finally made a rechargeable one. And so I think I got one of the first ones, and I'm honored. I know you guys haven't tried it yet. I'm sure they will send them to you shortly. But it has all the power. I mean, really, there was no... Like, I didn't feel like I was losing anything in it, but gaining, because the reason why this one is an upgrade is because it has a smoother silicone head. So it's not as bumpy as the regular Hitachi, and it's quieter. And it also has different – so, yeah, it's kind of loud, the –
I have friends who are like, I can't mask berry now because my roommate's home. And the magic wand, like, they will know exactly what it is. And I feel the exact same way. Like, one time late at night, I, like, snuck out of my bed to use it because my boyfriend was asleep. Sorry, Wes. Boyfriend was asleep, and I, like, snuck out into the living room, and I'd, like, muffle it under pillows and blankets because I was like, it's so loud. Like, it's just, like... Like
exactly, and then you got to find an outlet, the whole thing. And this one you don't, and it's quieter. Plus, the original magic wand has just an on, or it has two levels. It's like, it's like on, off, and then it goes like on.
Turbo
off.
And super
yeah,
turbo.
Yeah, turbo, super turbo. But this one has four intensity levels and four new patterns. So you can just build to the like, but then it also has like, it has like the waving patterns too, which is really different. Runs 3 hours on full charge. It does shut off after 20 minutes of continuous play. But who needs it that long, really, anyway? No.
Yeah, never.
Right. But if you, yeah. So it's great, you guys. If you want to upgrade it, if you've had it for a while, you know, I would just say, freaking go get this bad boy. And it's a great gift for everyone you love. You can get it at goodvibes.com and use code Emily.
Yeah,
right?
15% off.
Goodvibes.com, or you just go to my website, Sex with Emily. Click on the banner. Good. Is that
yeah, the Good Vibes stuff? Banner.
Yeah, you can see my store, all that stuff. Okay. So next is, should we just go to the We Vibe 4 Plus because we've all used that?
Yeah, sure. We can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about the Amarino another time.
Well, I just thought, yeah, let's do that because Okay. I mean, well, I could talk about the Amarino real quickly. I'm going back to the Amarino. Got it. Okay. Well, I want to talk about a G-Spot toy. I love the Amarino by Fun Factory. Amorino. And this is great. Okay. So I never was able to find my G-Spot through with a penis. I'm just going to say that. I'm putting it out there. And I think a lot of women have had that similar experience. I don't know about you guys.
I've only really been able to find my G-spot with a penis.
Lori?
I've never had a G-spot orgasm, but this is a month of firsts for me.
I have high hopes for you.
Have
we given you a G-spot toy yet?
No, I mean, I opted out of it because I'm one of the people that thought, like, I just can't do it. Like, it just won't ever happen.
Even though it's almost over this month, we can still bring you back in June to hear if you do. We will give you a G-spot.
If it happens,
we'll get you an Amarino. I think it might, because I really thought the same thing. And I had, because I'm clearly, like, I can have, like, 10 orgasms, it's fine. But G-spot just never, and now I've learned through using G-spot toys. And I love the Amarino by Fun Factory. Fun Factory makes really cool toys. I just like the way all their toys are designed. I like their chargers. Like, they're fun. Like, they really are. The way the buttons look, the way they move. They're just like, the user interface is cool. But the really cool thing about this is it's a smaller G-spot toy, meaning that it's like, you know, it can still hit your G-spot, but it's not like a big clunky toy. It's rechargeable. And that's what I love. Their chargers are like magnetic. Like, you can charge it anywhere on it. It's just really cool. It's curved to stimulate the G-spot or the prostate, guys, so you're not left out. It has an external nub called the Venus Mound, and it pleasures the clitoris at the same time, which is kind of like the rabbit vibe. So it can hit your G-spot and your clitoris. But what is so cool is it has this yellow band that wraps around it. And so you can switch. So let's say, so if you've seen the rabbit vibes, it wraps around like the clitoral part to the tip of it. And so what happens is the band sends the vibrations all around, like it takes the vibrations from the vibrator, and it will reach all of your different erogenous zones, like areas that the vibrator couldn't reach on its own. The band, like, transfers those vibrations to, like, your internal, like your clitoris, like the legs of the clitoris, like your whole inside. It's just the cool, it's a really cool innovation that, and you could take the band off. You don't have to use it with the band. It literally looks like a rubber band. But you can twist it in different ways, so it, like, runs, or like it makes it more of like a streamlined vibration. Mm-hmm. And it's waterproof, silicone.
I've never seen anything like that. That's
I know.
Awesome.
It's like really innovative. And the band, so yeah, basically the band transmits more vibration on a bigger area. So it goes from your clitoris to inside of your vagina. And it's just a different vibration. But again, when you take it off, it still feels great too. So
yeah,
play with it. Love it. The Amarino Fun Factory, 6 vibration intensities, 6 different patterns, and it has a lock function. So it doesn't go off when you least expect it, which happens to me all the time wherever, like, because there's vibrators all over my house. Like, literally every drawer I open, all of a sudden I'll shut up like, like, because there's just like vibrators because like my landlord's coming over, I'm throwing shit everywhere. So this one can lock. It is at goodvibes.com. It's $100. And use coupon code Emily again. Check it out. I like the bands. Good G-spot toy. You'll love it. Mm-hmm. Now we can move on to the We Vibe 4
Plus.
The
We Vibe. Yes. Okay. So We Vibe, number one couples vibrator.
Right. Exactly. They always say it, and this is actually the 4 Plus. I've used all 4. I have to say they actually started, I believe, I started my show 10 years ago. And I think they launched 10 years ago because I remember getting the first – I think it was the first people that ever sent me a toy, and I was just so happy. Can you imagine? Like, yeah. I was like, oh, my God, a free toy. That's yes. So cool. And the reason why it is a couples vibrator is because the reason why it was originally created is because you can wear it during intercourse because it's shaped like a C, and it goes inside you, so it's like hitting your G-spot, and a penis can go inside, plus it's on your clitoris. And they keep just improving upon it every year, and this one is the most popular. Again, it's silk. They just keep improving the materials. It's silicone, silky smooth, body hugging, all that stuff. But and this one has 10 vibration modes, but you can also use it via a little remote control, but also using your smartphone. You can pair it with your smartphone, so your partner can use it on you from another room, from another country. It doesn't matter because it's Bluetooth, so that's how you control it. So that's really friggin' cool. And waterproof, all that stuff. And you can get it at adamandeve.com, use code Emily, and it has its own charging dock. It's just simple and it's cool.
Yeah, it's like fancy. One of the other cool things about the app that I didn't even realize until recently is that you can save, like, you know, you save playlists on your iPhone. You're like, oh, like, I made a good playlist on the go. I'm going to change it. You can save vibration playlists and, like, name them. So you could have one that's, like, if you have, like, a crazy night where you and your partner are, like, messing around with it and you have a really good vibration pattern, save it. Be, like, Valentine's night. You know, like,
right, exactly.
Call it whatever you want. Call it, like, the moneymaker. But whatever you want to call it, like, you can save those and come back to them later. And I thought that was, like, an awesome feature. Once again, with living with a techie, like, anything like that, he's like, what?
He's like, what? I can use it on my phone, too? Like, I never have to put my phone down the whole time we're having sex?
Yeah, he's, like, aroused awesome. Already. That was the one problem, because you need to use a lot of lube. Like, when you use the WeVibe 4, you should definitely, like, lube up for sure. Use water-based so it doesn't break away the material, just in case, just to be safe. I know a lot of people are saying silicone's okay now, but I don't like to take any chances, especially
right, use water-based.
With an expensive toy. So, yeah, you just, like, hook – it, like, hooks into you, kind of. It hooks is, like, a
right.
weird word. But it, like, fits snugly. It's, like, U-shaped. So it curves around your clitoris and then also your G-spot. And then it makes, like, a tighter fit inside of you. So if you're, like, having sex, you know, it feels more snug for him also.
Right. And it doesn't
really
slip
cool.
around. And one of the earlier versions, like, I think the first one, the WeVibe one, but it did. It would move around. You'd be like, oh, why is it moving? Yeah. But now they've, like, perfected it that it doesn't actually move around. And so it's stimulating you all over. And, like I always say, men like the vibrations as well. I mean, I hope that, like, you guys hearing me say this, like, they just do. Like, it feels good on their shaft, their balls, they're everywhere. I mean, vibrations. I mean, if you think about it, like, who doesn't like a back massage with vibrate? You know, those chairs that vibrate? Like, why wouldn't it feel good on your genitals? Like, your balls?
It's just a stigma.
I know. I'm trying to break that stigma, right? I think we've broken it, you know? So that's cool. You can also, which we actually learned at the Hustler Hollywood store, you could also give your partner a hand job with it. You could wrap your hand around a different way.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different uses for it. So it's a great hand job tool as well. And it's a fun, like, if you are just starting out, haven't used a sex toy with your partner, like, this would be a great place to start.
Yeah, I thought it was a winner. It was really good, and it did not. I would like to say again, like, I thought it was gonna slip around. Did not at all. I kept looking down to make sure that it was still good, and I was like, wait, are you sure you're still down there? And it was. It was good.
Right, and you're
totally
it felt good
secure.
On your thigh,
yeah,
the
it felt good
thing.
For him. He liked it. He had, like, a tighter fit also, which he enjoyed.
Good.
So,
good times. Okay. Yeah. So do we have time to get into some emails now? Or
maybe one email.
Okay. Ooh, I love the subject of this email. Okay. This is how to have multiple O's. Maybe we'll have Lori answer it. First of all, thanks everyone for emailing me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. And it would be great if you could include your name. You can change your name. Where you're from and your age and how you listen. Anything else. It's good. The more details, the better.
Penis size, circumcision.
Penis size. Are you circumcised or not? How many partners you've had? No, just kidding. Okay. Dear Emily, I'm not with a partner at the moment, but I masturbate regularly. I know how to make myself have an orgasm, and after I do, I feel satisfied, but I want to go again. Trouble is I have to take a break for about 10 minutes because otherwise it will take me a very long time to come, and I usually give up before then. I've always wanted to be able to have multiple orgasms within a minute or two of each other, but I've never been able to. My question is there a way to train yourself to have multiple orgasms? Love, Anna. Well, we've spent some time on that today, haven't we? but Anna, there is. So, again, it's getting rid of that. So you're saying that you Was she saying that she wants it with her partner? No, by herself.
She wants to have it on her own.
So yeah, 10 minutes and then you can. I'd say that that's just, as long as you keep your arousal level up and it's not like you have your orgasm, get a cup of coffee, come back. I mean, just stick there and like move. A lot of women, after they have their first orgasm, it's still really sensitive. And so you're just like, oh, I'm done. But if you just take the pressure off that, like whether you're using your hands or a vibrator, and you can just start, you know, massaging your breasts, other parts of your body, and then go back to it. Sometimes it just takes like a minute or two. And just start to stimulate again. And sometimes you still might not be able to have direct clitoral stimulation, but maybe indirect. So all around the clitoris, you know, your labia, the pubic mound, like put the vibrator there, your fingers there, and then you can move back into it. I think that you'll find, and if you breathe, and if you just keep focusing on the sensations of that you're feeling in your body and being aroused, you'll be able to get there. And I think that in your mind, you said trouble is I break and it takes you a while. I think that we got to get rid of all these things that we believe to be true about our sexual capabilities, because Lori told me less than 24 hours ago that she just can't have a multiple orgasm. And yeah. She just walked in and said she had 5. So
yeah,
I'm
that's what it was. I just had to let go of what I thought was true about my orgasms. And then it happened as soon as I was like, oh, maybe it'll happen. And yeah. It just did.
See?
Open yourself up to the possibility of multiple O's.
It's true. And a lot of women, a vibrator does help. I have to say, mm-hmm. like a lot of women can have them on their own. But again, I just don't. Yeah, and I don't think you have to wait the 10 minutes and just go back, breathe.
Yeah, you mentioned before, like if you're taking a little break, you can use your vibrator other places. Like bring your nipples in, do a little bit of like labia teasing. You know, like. Give yourself other areas that you're stimulating while you give your poor clitoris a break, and then come back to it when it's like finally got down to where it's not like throbbing anymore. Because I've definitely had that happen where it's like it almost sounds like it's like got a DJ in there and it's like boom, boom, boom. And I'm like, whoa, let's calm down, clitoris.
Right. Yeah.
Also, Anna says that it'll take her a very long time to come the second time, which is why she gives up. But I think that's a good thing. Like the second time around, like take your time.
Right.
Do it for a long time.
Where do you gotta be?
It'll take a long time, but it'll be better.
Right, like, exactly. So it takes her a very long time. And what is a long time for you? And I think that maybe one time and you can train your body. That's the thing, is that it's a lot of it is practice, and maybe it'll take you, you know, a few times, and so what? Everything takes, when you're learning anything new, it takes longer. But I think that you, then your body will start to become accustomed to this, and I think that it might happen for you a little bit sooner. But I have a good feeling this will happen for you. So just get rid of what you believe your body can do, and just listen to these tips we gave you.
You can do it, Anna.
Anna, let us know. I think you can. And then we know that Lori's goal is going to have a G-spot orgasm in June. We'll
it's my
that
birthday
month.
It'll be my gift to myself.
All of our birthday months.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Are we all Geminis?
Yes.
Yeah. Our birthdays are very soon.
It is.
We have to have
They're
a party.
Coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ooh. So all this stuff, what else did we say? We said all that. Okay. Is there anything else? We probably should wrap this show up.
I think we're good to go. I think we've hit
all the hot spots,
so to speak.
Yeah. And all these toys, most of them you could either get at adamandeve.com, mm-hmm. use code Emily, or Good Vibes, code Emily, goodvibes.com, because they don't sell them all. But I want you to be able to get little discounts there. And try this stuff out. You know, if you still are holding on to stigmas with toys, like let go of it. All I'm telling you is it'll expand your ability to experience amazing pleasure, sexually. What else do we have to say here? Oh, check out our Amazon affiliate program. We have it on our website. There's a banner. And if you order a lot from Amazon, like I do, if you make it your bookmark it.
Yeah.
But the Sex with Emily thing, then we, you know, it helps us out here to do the show for free for you and all that stuff. And do that. Amazon affiliate program. I mean, the Amazon banner on my page.
Yes.
Is what I'm saying. And also, find me at Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. It's all at Sex with Emily. And that's what we got for you. So thanks. Thank you, Madison.
Oh.
Thank you, Lori.
You're welcome.
You guys are awesome. This was a good time. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, everyone. This is a good time here. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. And I need to talk to you about...
Candles.
The candles. I don't know. On. Okay.
Emily, what about candles? Tell us about those massage candles.
Okay. So this is the thing. I made these candles.
right.
Okay, so I've always been obsessed with massage candles. When I first tried them, like, people made them not very well, but I'm like, what a cool idea. You can have a candle that looks beautiful, sits on your, you know, wherever, your house. It's great for atmosphere. And then it turns into massage oil. That's awesome. So I was like, well, I want to make my own that just friggin' rocks your world. And the reason why my candles, Emily and Tony candles, are really cool is because they're made out of like coconut oil and soybean oil, and you might not give a shit about that, but it feels really, really good on your skin and it's moist. You guys have all used them, right?
Yes.
Candles. So it's really cool because it helps you spice things up in the bedroom, because you just light a candle. Hopefully you don't have those friggin' fluorescent lights that came with your apartment on. I mean, you got to use a candle. And then you blow it out, and let me just be clear. It's not like you're doing wax play. It doesn't like turn into wax. It's not hot or messy. It doesn't ruin your sheets. It feels amazing. It's like the most luxurious oil that pours onto your body and really, really turns you on. And it's kind of like your secret weapon in the bedroom to get things going. And now we have them in menage a trois, little travel size, that you can like take them wherever you go. If you're going to someone's house for the night or you're going on a trip, they're awesome. And I promise you, like, it'll change your life, change your sex life.
Yeah.
It's a great way to spice it up. So check it out, emilyandtony.com. Use code SEXWITHEMILY, get 20% off your first order, and do that now.
Yeah.
And also,
this week only.
This week only. Oh, right. Wow. You get a free Down Under Comfort when you purchase a Ménage à Trois candle set with coupon code PLEASURE. Down Under Comfort is that, summer's coming. Okay, you need it, because if you sweat anywhere on your body that you don't want to sweat, your balls, lower breast, you just got to buy Down Under Comfort because it rocks. So just go do that now till May 31st. Use code PLEASURE.
Yeah.
And it'll be pleasureful.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good time. Thanks for listening.